next on the 5 o'clock report.
An extraordinary group of Americans up here on this stage.
The threat from China is immediate and immense.
This is unacceptable, and we're not going to take it.
Do you challenge the whole bill and then come back and rewrite something that's better?
There may be some spiders around here.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The Brits will be waving bye-bye to Boris Johnson.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister.
Britain's PM making the announcement today.
And I've today appointed a cabinet to serve, as I will, until a new leader is in place.
Chris Mason with the BBC.
He has spoken to Sir Graham Brady, the chair of the Backbench 1922 Committee, and said that it is appropriate for him to stand down and for the party to pick a new leader in time for the party conference, that being at the beginning of October.
Meanwhile, the heads of the FBI and British intelligence are issuing a warning about China. Tom Costello reports.
Standing side by side in London, FBI Director Chris Wray and Britain's MI5 Director General Ken McCallum with an unprecedented joint warning. The threat from China is immediate and immense.
Wray says China was taking steps to shield its economy from sanctions and said it's possible that China may be inching closer to invading Taiwan. McCallum said an increasingly authoritarian Chinese Communist Party is applying covert pressure across the globe, and we need to act. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to just over 20 years in prison on federal charges. Chauvin was sentenced last year to over 22 years on state charges of second-degree unintentional murder after he kneeled on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. He pleaded guilty last year to a federal charge of violating Floyd's civil rights. Before his sentencing, Chauvin told Floyd's children in court that he wished all the best in their life. To the Chicago area, the father of the man who confessed to the Highland Park massacre says his son spoke out about a mass shooting that killed 3 people the night before. Sarah Lee Kessler with details.
Robert Grimo Jr. says just hours before the July 4th parade shooting, his son talked about a deadly mass shooting at a mall in Denmark, claiming his son called the gunman an idiot. He told the New York Post, Grimo said people like that commit mass shootings to amp up the people that want to ban all guns. The dad's been criticized for sponsoring his son's 2019 gun license application after Grimo threatened to kill his family. Police removed 16 knives and notified Illinois State Police, who labeled Cremo a clear and present danger.
Correspondent Garrett Tenney.
The director of the Illinois State Police says any potential culpability will be part of the ongoing criminal investigation, and that broadly speaking, parents who sponsor their kids to buy a firearm need to take that responsibility very seriously.
No word yet on the shooter's motive. Virginia authorities releasing more information in an alleged mass shooting plot in Richmond. Police Chief Gerald Smith says a hero tipster led them to arrest 2 men from Guatemala, now charged with plotting a massacre in the city on July 4th. Richmond's mayor.
Our police department did their due diligence. Come to find out there were weapons of war inside of 2 assault rifles and almost 200 plus pieces of ammunition.
President Biden handing out honors today to 17 distinguished Americans.
An extraordinary, extraordinary group of Americans up here on this stage that I have the honor to recognize today with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, our nation's highest civilian award.
Mr. Biden honored former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords.
Proof that we'll not grow numb to the epidemic of gun violence in this nation. Proof that we can channel the pain and sorrow we see too often in America into a movement that will prevail.
The president also praised New York nurse Sandra Lindsay, who was the first American to receive the COVID vaccine. And the future of the National Hockey League is taking center stage in Montreal. The first round of the 2022 NHL entry draft is tonight. Broadcasts are slated to begin at 7 on ESPN in the States. Still to come this Thursday, fighting new gun laws in New York, withdrawing from work in PA, and an itsy bitsy spider comes to call.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, chance of a brief shower, especially early in the eastern Twin Tiers region and parts of eastern Pennsylvania. Otherwise, clear to partly cloudy tonight, low temperatures dropping towards 60. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds with a stray shower. High temperatures in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Saturday, maybe some early cloud cover in parts of central Pennsylvania, but turning out sunny and lovely. High in the 70s, and Sunday looks sunny and nice as well.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for more of what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. New York's new gun legislation is prompting lawsuits. Buffalo businessman and candidate for New York's 23rd Congressional District, Carl Paladino, tells Spectrum News he agrees with some aspects of the new state gun laws.
From a lawyer's perspective, do you challenge the whole bill and then come back and rewrite something that's better and uses the good sections of the bill, or do you just challenge parts of it that are onerous?
Paladino says he's retained counsel to file by next week on behalf of the people of New York. The Concealed Carry Improvement Act was signed into law last week following the recent Supreme Court ruling. To Pennsylvania, a former Cleveland police officer who shot and killed a 12-year-old boy is resigning from the Tioga Borough Police Force, where he was just hired. The news comes after controversy and protests about his hiring last night. Mayor David Wilcox.
I was under the understanding through our police committee and our borough president that they did an extensive background check on him. Everything checked out.
We want to let the borough know that this is unacceptable and we're not going to take it.
Samaria Rice, the mother of Tamir Rice, questioned the reality of police reform following the news of the hiring.
How do you reform the police department when you put in police officers back as police officers in different states, different counties?
Timothy Lockman was fired from his job in Cleveland in 2016 after an Ohio grand jury declined to charge him for shooting Tamir Rice, who was outside of a rec center holding a BB gun when officers showed up. Lockman was sworn in this week as Tioga's only officer. Before Lockman pulled his application, the mayor said he'd planned an emergency meeting with town leaders. A balloon release is being held tonight to honor a Buffalo doctor who died in a home fire this week. Family Life's Brandon Dixon reports.
The event will take place at 6 p.m. at Urban Family Practice on Jefferson Avenue, which is where Dr. Jonathan Daniels treated his patients. On Monday, Daniels and his daughters, 27-year-old Jordan Daniels and 23-year-old Jensen Daniels, passed away in a blaze at the house on Huntington Avenue. The girl's mother and Daniels' wife, 53-year-old Janessa Givens Daniels, survived but is recovering. The cause of the fire has not been determined. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Next at 5, discussing the disciple dilemma with author Dennis Allen.
In the New Testament, Jesus gave us a high-def, HD discipleship. But discipleship's been hacked over the last 1,800 years. All of us think this hacked version is normal. It's the way we grew up. It's the way things are. So we don't need to react with guilt and anger. That's not going to help. Leadership in the Christian community has to unhack the operating system so the population can get back to what was intended by Christ as true discipleship.
Dennis, when I was in college, a trusted professor mentored me, mostly one-on-one. At first, it was another peer my age. But I have to say, it changed my life for the better. What would you say biblical discipleship looks like? And how can we get started with that?
Wow. Tracy, the fact that you've had mentors says that you have a rich upbringing and in many cases a rare upbringing. So if you look at the research, 75% to 80% of the Christian population attending church today do not understand that discipleship is not tasks, it's not activities, it's not events. It is a relationship with mentors and wingmen and wingwomen and people walking alongside of us to transform our lives, not to do tasks. Tasks will come naturally from that transformation, but to change our muscle memory spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually. And that's the version 1.0 discipleship that Jesus gave us. That was the original version, and it still works really well today.
My mentor would do things like call me up on a Saturday at 7 o'clock and say, hey, I'm going to the grocery store. Do you want to come along with me? She would fit it into her schedule. I think a lot of people maybe get nervous about that, like, oh, disciple somebody? I have to schedule that in. What does this look like getting started with it?
So many people try to make this a movie script. Like, you know, there needs to be the music, the lights, the amazing scenes. And that's not the discipleship that Jesus taught us. He showed us it's going to the grocery store, right? It's maybe going out on a walk. It's spending time together talking about things. It isn't and only Bible study and prayer and having deep discussions, although it can be all that too. And it isn't just mission trips and worship and praise, although it should be all that too. It's the life of people living life together, messy and otherwise, over the years. That's what Jesus taught us, getting into messy life together and going for that instead of trying to make this look like something out of an amazing classic literature work or some Hollywood script.
What else would you like us to know about effective discipleship that helps Christians grow deeply in relationship with Jesus?
May I direct this comment to leadership in the Christian community, the Christian church and Christian community in general?
Sure. Would you explain?
If you're old enough to qualify for a learner's permit and you've been a believer for more than 6 months, you're in this category of leader. And certainly if you are leading thousands or tens or one other one, you count as a leader. So the transformation of lives into disciples that Jesus taught us is not simply my singular personal responsibility to pick up all the clues from the pulpit and to go to all the discipleship seminars. It is about the leadership of the church, people who lead others, walk alongside others, who are part of life with others, beginning to say, wait a minute, we're missing out on relationship. We've got the sermons, we've got the programs, we've got the facilities, we've got the activities, we've got this rich biblical resource available to us, whether it's on the internet or on the books on my desk. But what we're missing out on is true life-on-life relationships to transform us, to say, we're practicing together, getting our muscle memory and our reflexes spiritually set so that we go out into all the world and make people look at us and say, I want you to give me a reason for the hope that's inside of you. I want you to tell me what it is you're asking me to do. Who is this person, Jesus, you're trying to introduce me to? That's what disciples do, and they do that as response out of being transformed, dying to self, taking up that cross, changing that muscle memory so that we're living for Christ.
That's author Dennis Allen highlighting ways we can return to biblical discipleship. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
It was a solid rally on Wall Street today as the major indexes head into Friday with hopes of finishing the week in the green. Investors shrugging off a jobs report early today showing slightly more initial jobless claims than expected. Analysts are viewing those results as evidence that the Federal Reserve is working toward helping to calm inflation. Computer chip markers saw big gains, Tesla surging 5.5% today, oil up nearly $4, closing at $102 a barrel. The Dow today gaining 346 points, the S&P 500 adding 57, and the NASDAQ jumped 259. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Are you carrying medical debt? Owing the doctor is becoming something of a national pastime. Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. It's a growing concern in America, and no wonder. A recent survey showed that more than one in three adults carry medical debt to some degree. But did you know that you don't always have to pay your full medical bill? You can negotiate to have the bill lowered. As Christians, we must always pay our debts, but it's certainly not a sin to ask for a discount. Medical providers are keenly interested in receiving their money as soon as possible, and that means you have negotiating power. They're often willing to give you a discount if you offer to pay a lump sum right away. One thing is certain, it won't cost you anything to ask. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store or learn more at moneywise.org.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We've got a nice weekend coming up. High pressure set to deliver the goods in terms of fair skies and easy-to-take temperatures. In the meantime, in the short term, here's our call for tonight. Chance of a brief shower, especially early in the eastern Twin Tiers region and parts of eastern Pennsylvania. Otherwise, clear to partly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures dropping towards 60. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds with a stray shower. High temperatures in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Saturday, maybe some early cloud cover in parts of central Pennsylvania, but turning out sunny and lovely. High in the 70s and sunny. Looks sunny and nice as well.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, there are many good reasons to call the police, but as Family Life's Mark Webster tells us, a spider in your house is not one of them.
There may be some spiders around here that are very dangerous. Just run.
Yeah, Tracy, it wasn't exactly 1990s arachnophobia come to life, except perhaps in the mind of the frazzled woman in West Yorkshire, UK, who was so desperate to get a scary spider out of her house, she called 999, the Brit equivalent of 911, though she didn't get the reply she was hoping for.
Right, unfortunately, yeah, the police wouldn't be able to come and get a spider out of your house.
The incident prompted a police social media post reminding folks a spider in your house isn't a good enough reason to summon them, and the arachnophobic lady has taken a lot of heat for asking police to come over and dispatch her unwelcome eight-legged intruder. Perhaps the best retort came from an Australian poster who said they were having a good laugh over it, pointing out that spiders down under generally grow a tad bigger than they do in West Yorkshire. Maybe next time she should call someone else.
Spider-Man.
Mark Webster, Family Life News.
Thank you, Mark. That's the world we live in this 7th of July. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.